Hello, everyone. Now it's time for our news review with Venezuela in review. Let's go. Now, the Russian foreign minister has slammed as destructive U.S. policy toward Venezuela. Have a listen.
Yes, we know the position of the United States. We know the position of those who blindly follow the American policy towards Venezuela and towards all other countries. This policy is, in fact, destructive. This is obvious.
Sergey Lavrov said that Washington's conduct is inadmissible and undermines the principle of the United Nations Charter. Moscow earlier offered to mediate between the government and opposition in Venezuela. Iran's foreign minister also expressed Tehran's support for the Venezuelan government. In a telephone call to his Venezuelan counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif discussed ways to confront what he called U.S. plots in Venezuela. Meanwhile, Spain said the European Union has warned Brussels will not recognize Nicolas Maduro as president if no elections are held.
The European Union released a statement by the High Representative, which had unanimous support from all member states, where once again and in a more direct way, they signaled that the elections which resulted in a new term for Mr. Maduro starting on January 10th, we in Europe do not consider them legitimate, as I have stated before.
A Spanish foreign minister, Josep Borrell, stressed the EU recognizes the legitimacy of Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly. 2 weeks after swearing in as Venezuela's president, Maduro faced a big challenge to his political career when the country's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, declared himself acting president. Now joining us for this for more on the story is Mr. Jesus Silva, Press TV correspondent out of Caracas, and Dennis Small, Latin American expert out of Leesburg. Hello, gentlemen. I want to thank you both for joining us. And now, Jesus, if we could start with you, give us the latest, please.
Well, we have seen the coalition of countries, which is led by the United States of America and the European Union, supported the legitimacy of Mr. Juan Guaido as president of Venezuela, which is something that is not supported by the Venezuelan constitution, because we have to say that Article 233 in the Venezuelan constitution does not allow anyone to become president without being elected by the people. So this is a fraud by this individual known as Mr. Juan Guaido, and that was the statement by ruling president Nicolas Maduro during his press conference today with international media members. So the promise by Guaido of becoming president has not been fulfilled, because he has not been able to exercise power, executive power, as a real president. On the other hand, beyond the media war, beyond the statements by the U.S. government and the European Union, President Maduro is in office and he is doing his job and trying to tighten ties with other foreign allies to continue with his mandate until year 2025, as he was elected to do so.
And if I could get over to you, Mr. Dennis Small. Sir, now we know that the EU and the U.S., they're supporting Guaido, and at the same time you have Russia, China, and Iran urging non-interference, and now pitting Russia and China, who already have tensions with the U.S., these three superpowers, against one another once again.
Well, in addition to Russia and China, we should also mention, and Iran, we should also mention India, as well as Mexico, who are very important in refusing to go along with this clear operation for regime change in Venezuela. Let me just say from the outset that the magazine for which I write, Executive Intelligence Review, and its founder, Lyndon LaRouche, have been very critical over the years of Mr. Chavez and Mr. Maduro. But at every point, we have opposed this crazy idea of regime change because it will simply create a situation internationally of the law of the jungle. This is an attempt to eliminate any concept of national sovereignty. And the people who are behind this in Washington are involved in a bit of a chess game of their own to try to take control over the Trump presidency, which they thought they were losing when Trump insisted on pulling out of Syria. I'm speaking of the neoconservatives. I'm speaking of the people like Pence in the vice presidency, Bolton at National Security, Pompeo in the State Department, who just has named as his special emissary for Venezuela none other than Elliot Abrams, who at one point famously said, "We are all Contras," and who admitted in the Bush administration that he had lied to Congress about the Iran-Contra affair. So there is a factional fight going on in Washington, a political fight, and these people are trying to create a fait accompli in Venezuela, which is extremely dangerous, around the idea of regime change. If this is allowed to prosper, which I trust it will not, we could have situations in South America which would be similar to what was unleashed in Libya or Iraq, with the notable differences between the two areas, but that same type of destruction of sovereignty to follow out a policy of British geopolitics by this neoconservative crowd.
If you gentlemen would just stand by and let me get this out to our viewers. Now, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says that he has broken diplomatic relations with Donald Trump administration and not the United States. Have a listen.
I am anti-imperialist, but I'm an admirer of the United States, and I love the United States. We have multiple relations with the United States. I have broken political and diplomatic relations with the government of Donald Trump. I have not broken relations with the United States. Our relations with the United States continue and will grow together more than ever, with universities, with unions, with social movements, with public opinion, with the commercial sector, with energy and economic sector. It's now that we will look for an increase in the relations with the United States. The United States is much more than Donald Trump, a lot more, right?
Now we're swing back to our correspondent. Jesus, we don't have a lot of time, so let me go back to Mr. Dennis Small right here. We have less than a minute. Mr. Small, how big of a game changer was it when Jair Bolsonaro came into as president? Someone, a lot of people call him the Brazilian Donald Trump, and he's actually said he wants to forge really close ties with the American president. And guess what? A lot of people think that this means opening his borders to having military intervention if Donald Trump sees fit.
Yeah, although both the Brazilian military and Bolsonaro himself was forced to say that they would not go along with the idea of a Brazilian military intervention in Venezuela. I know Bolsonaro would like to present himself as the Trump of the tropics or the Brazilian Trump and so on. It's more complicated than that. I'll just say the following for brevity reasons. Bolsonaro gained the presidency of Brazil because of an operation run by Judge Sergio Moro, which threw Lula in jail. The people behind Sergio Moro, who set this whole operation up, is the same apparatus in the Department of Justice in the United States who are going after Donald Trump because he has tried to have decent relations with Russia and China. This is a more complex situation than most people realize inside the United States, and it's very important to realize that these kinds of differences and fights are going on.
Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. Jesus Silva out of Caracas and Mr. Dennis Small out of Leesburg. Thank you, both of you gentlemen, for joining us here in our Press TV's News Review. And that's a wrap for the News Review. Everyone, thanks for joining us, and bye-bye.